to the Worthy to Wealthy podcast. I'm Natalie Lemus, your host. I am a serial entrepreneur, coach, speaker, multiple business owner, and I am here to teach you all the ways that you can grow your business and love your life by using your unconscious mind, starting with your beliefs. Today, I have a guest on the podcast, and her name is Brianna Glenn. Brianna Glenn is a retired professional athlete. She traveled all around the world in her sport, competing at the very highest level in track and field. When she retired, she hit a crossroads. She didn't know what she wanted to do. She didn't know where she wanted to go. She knew she wanted to start a business. And I don't know about you, but maybe you're sitting there thinking, something has to change with everything going on with COVID and job insecurity or trepidation with going back to work. Maybe you're thinking, what if I could start a business? And so this episode is going to be extremely valuable for you. Brianna is going to walk you through the questions that she asked herself. What do I like to do? What am I passionate about? What are people looking for? What do people need? And she knew that she loved to travel. She took her top athlete mentality and dove in head first. She sought out mentors. She implemented, and grew a successful online travel agency. This episode explains how she went from putting all of her focus into being an athlete, and then channeled that same focus into becoming a successful business owner. She learned how to make money doing something that she loves while all the while working from home. So let's dive in. I cannot wait for you to gather up all of the juicy nuggets that Brianna has for us. So let's get started.
Okay, well, I'm excited to chat, and I feel like you have so much goodies and wisdom. So I was following you when you, what do you call it, like a professional athlete or like pre-Olympic athlete? What's the title?
Yeah, it was a professional athlete just because outside of the Olympic year, it's a professional sport still. So it's basically like every 4 years you get a chance, yay, the Olympics. But then the other 3 years and however many days, you're still just a professional athlete competing around the world.
Just a professional athlete competing around the world. Just that. So yeah, I was like following along on your journey. And then when you didn't make the Olympic thing, I was devastated. I felt like, I mean, I was with you and I was like, oh my God, like, this is so much and this is so like difficult to even like deal with. And then you pivoted and you did like a pharmaceutical sales.
Yes.
Girl, yes. I've been there. I've been on the whole ride.
Yeah. you have been, man. You're ride or die. Yeah.
Really though.
Like my interim, like what the heck am I doing with my life? Hey, I need a paycheck. Let's just figure this out. But it was definitely, you know, when you do something that is so concentrated, like being a professional athlete, you're very tunnel vision, right? Like you're trying to make an Olympic team. There's really nothing else in your life that gets much time. You have to be super focused. You have to be committed. So the idea of what else do I want to do with my life? Like what else am I passionate about? Hadn't given it a thought. Like I was like, this is what I do. This is what I'm going after. This is my passion. Poured everything into it for a long time. You know, like I had a 10-year professional career, which as an athlete, that's pretty long, but it couldn't last forever. So obviously it was like, it came to an end by choice, but still like, you know, it had run its course. I had to be like, well, what else? What else do I do? What else do I like to do? What else do I love? What am I passionate about? And those are some questions that I had to wrestle with that took me kind of a while to land on something that like felt good.
No kidding. And I feel like that's something that so many of us, just in everyone's journey, we all go through that, you know, different changes and pivots and things. So recently somebody asked me like, how do you find your purpose? And so I feel like you found something that you're really passionate about outside of being a professional athlete. What was your journey to get there? Tell us the nitty gritty, like the stuff that we didn't see on social.
For sure, because the social makes it look like I just, you know, woke up one day and here's my business.
Yep.
As a professional athlete, like I said, I traveled the world. That was where my passion and love for travel came from. I grew up in a house. We didn't travel. We went camping. Nobody had a passport. We weren't going on family vacations every summer. That was not our reality. So I didn't have like this love for travel growing up. I acquired it through that career as an athlete over the course of 10 years, over 30 countries and like traveling and seeing all this like culture and whatever. So when I stopped being an athlete, I also stopped traveling in that capacity. And I was like, oh, I had grown to love it so much. And it was such a like part of who I was. I was like, well, that sucks. Jumped into the corporate world trying to earn a living and whatnot. But I had already lived a life and had a career where it was like something I was really passionate about, something I did feel very purposeful in. Honestly, it was a lunch with a best friend. I remember it because it was kind of like my turning point. And I was just like, I don't know what I want to do. Like, this isn't it. I know this isn't it. I don't know what it is, but I know this, you know, like going doctor to doctor, trying to sell them some drugs I could care less about. Not it, you know, nothing wrong with that, but not
pharmaceutical sales, yeah. Not your vibe.
She said, well, what do you do already that you love? That was a question that got me thinking. I was like, I love planning people's vacations because I love travel so much that when I see somebody else going to travel, going to have an experience, I'm like, ooh, I can make it amazing. Let me at it. And okay, I'll sit down and I'll research and I'll put it all together and it'll be great. And I know you'll enjoy this. So when I answered that, it was a very just, this is what something I love to do. I have no idea how to make that something that earns me a living. I didn't know that bridge. It was literally just answering the question, talking to someone who was already an entrepreneur. It's kind of the license to be like, well, figure out how to make a living out of that. If it's what you already love to do, which is a great blessing that we get by living in this day and age, you can start a business just doing what you love to do. When you line that up with like, what does somebody else find valuable? What are you good at? Where do those two intersect? Figure out how to make that a business. So I took that kind of like, okay, let's start the research and figure it out. That was like the day one. I did kind of the fast track to entrepreneurship because I was at a point in my life, no kids, no husband. I'm fine with risk. I'm like, it's fine. I'll live off of Top Ramen. Not a big deal. Let me just jump in the deep end here and see how this works because I also have the mindset, which probably comes from being a professional athlete. I can do it. Yeah, I'm going to plan people's vacations.
So what do you do already that you love? Yeah. That was a pivotal question and something that has helped me and a mentor taught me this. He said, if you want better answers, ask yourself better questions. So I feel like that's a really gold nugget. I want everyone who's listening to just write that one down. Yeah. And the second thing is, so what do people value? Well, people value investing their time, or maybe they don't know how to plan a good vacation, or they desire to go somewhere, but they're overwhelmed by all of the options or whatever. And then how do you make it a business? And finding that intersection between what do you do already that you love and what do people value? You figured out the what. It was like, I want to plan people's travel. I want to help people understand and have an amazing experience traveling and take all of the stress and chaos of the planning. And that's something I realized recently is like, I don't take time to even travel because I don't like the planning aspect of it. But yet I want to travel. So anyway, I got all the ingredients.
Right.
I
just, right. Like, let's make the cake. Yeah.
Exactly. And I love your mindset. So the mindset piece is also a huge aha, was that no matter what, you knew you could figure out a way, that it was figure outable. You sought out after a mentor who happened to be your friend who had already been like doing online business, right? Yes. And so you saw that as a possibility. So I think another nugget is to seek out mentors and to, talk to people who are already doing it, maybe not in your industry.
Because I think I talk to people who just entrepreneurial mindset. I had to start thinking like that. Amazing friends who are entrepreneurs. But also then when I started my research of like, what does this look like as a business? I literally did the equivalent of cold call. I would just like go on LinkedIn and be like, this kind of looks like a business. That would be something. And I'd just be like, hi, can I take you to coffee and chat? And so maybe some people would say no, but like people would say yes. And I'd be like, great. Then I would just say, what do you do? What does a day look like for you? How do you find clients? How do you make money?
Oh my gosh. I'm freaking out right now because you are so resourceful. And most people, and I am in the most people category, I was like, I am going to hire a business coach that was literally $18,000. And she, then I later realized that her business, first business had failed. And she was then coaching me on my business. At that time, it was our real estate and property management business. And yet I could have gotten basically free advice is what you're saying, if I would have just been more resourceful. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, I knew it. I knew I had a bad decision there.
Well, resourcefulness also comes with, at the time, not a lot of financial resources. I was working lean.
But, I was working lean.
Yeah. I think there's a beauty in not being afraid to just put yourself out there. And you know what? There's probably going to be some people who say, sorry, I don't have the time, or no, or never answer. But there's also going to be people who are like, sure, if I can help someone, or if I feel like I know these answers because I was where you're at, happy to share. And then just comes the nitty gritty starting a business work, because I designed my website, I came up with my business name, got myself all the little, you know, social media accounts, what have you. But in a business like mine, I need clients.
We're not out there selling an influencer outfit. We need to pay the bills. This is why I love you, because you figured out a way to use social media to convert to clients. And I feel like so many people use social media as feel like they need to do it, but then it never actually converts for them.
Again, looking at, you know, what is available to us in this day and age, like social media makes so much sense. Platforms where people are spending their time, where people are looking for information, where people are sharing information and people and what have you. And so to just insert yourself into those conversations, or put yourself in front of the people who you want to work with and start to show them who you are, what you do, how you can help them. Like, those are my three things. It's not necessarily showing like up every day to like sell. That to me isn't what social media is about, right? It's a social platform. But when people get to know, like, and trust you on a social platform, they remember who you are and what you do, and then also how you can help them. I saw social media as a way to kind of just be like, hey, I don't need an actual business storefront. I don't need like all of these other things. I just need to get out there. And the more I'm out there, and then the more people know about me, it just is a domino effect. As long as you are showcasing who you are and actually how you help people, in time, it works. Like, I tell people that all the time, it works. It's not an overnight thing. And it's very hard sometimes for people to see the ROI of social media, but it really, like, there's nothing else like it. Like, we're so lucky and blessed that we have that. Like, we don't have to take out ads in the yellow pages for people to know about our business. You know what I mean?
Can you imagine back in the day? It's like, yes, I'd like to place an ad, and it's $2 a word. And you're like trying to figure out how many words. And now we have this unlimited content creating.
Every day you can show up and market your business.
I wrote down your three questions. Who am I? So the personal aspects of you, sharing that on social. What do I do? And I think that you show that so well on your feed. I drool over the vacations you plan. I'm like, I know what she does.
Yeah.
And how can she help me? So was there ever a time where you felt like, you know, this isn't going as quickly as I wanted it to? I'm feeling stagnant. You were always just dead reckoned. I know it's going to work. Keep showing up.
Going as quickly as you want it to, that is never probably gonna, you know, like, it's never as quick as I want it to, like, let's be honest. So, you know, the first couple of years, of course, like, I wanted the growth to be immediate. I wanted to be a success. Like, we start something and we pour our hearts into it and we know, like, we're good at it. You know what? It is something that takes time, especially when it's a business that is largely referral, that is largely people getting to know you. It has to take that time. I never thought that, like, this isn't working. I only thought I wish this was working faster. I feel as an individual, I can be good at a lot of things, but I want to spend my time doing something I actually love. I can go get a job and make great money. I don't have any hesitation that that's like in my capacity to do so. But what I really wanted was to design a life that I love. I'm sticking with this because I feel like it gives me all of the things that matter to me, more freedom, the ability to still travel the world, the ability to help people. Those things are important to me. So I wanted to focus my time and energy on this career versus other things that I could do that I would be good at, that I would earn a good living at, of course. But this is something that I feel it gives me more. So where I'm at now, I'm happy with. I have, you know, obviously there's always plans for growth. There's always wanting to do more, achieve more, also just help more people.
I love that. You know, it's not about the short term, like how much money can I make? And because you could have, like you said, stuck with the pharmaceutical sales and you would have probably been making like, I don't know, 300, 400K. Like that's a very lucrative opportunity. But at the end of the day, you stuck to what you really desired above everything else, which was to design a life that you loved, which included the travel. And then you had a baby. Walk us through this because this happened this morning. Okay. My son is 3.
Okay.
And I feel like you and I have kind of vibed on this. So he says to me as I'm walking out the door, mommy, see you. Love you. Have a good day. And he's like, see you soon. And then he said this, thanks for coming to my house. And I was like, that is some mom guilt right there. That is some deep mom guilt. Thank you for coming to my house. I was like, you're welcome. You're welcome, child. You are welcome. And so I've been really like vibing on this whole like mom thing. I should have figured this out, you know, when he was 1 or whatever, but he's 3. And I'm still figuring out what it feels like to be a mom. For me, sincerely, that's not something that I didn't ever like have that childhood dream of like being a mom and all of that. So talk to us about like managing work and just even the mindset of becoming a mom and like a high 3 achieving personality. Cause I know a lot of people in both of our circles probably could relate to that.
I try and be as honest as possible about this topic because I think that there's nothing gained by being somebody you're not, or by like painting this perfect mom picture that is not reality. And it's my journey, right? Like, I honestly don't care what other people like to think about it. It is definitely a journey. I think that like you, it was not like this, like, I can't wait to be a mom thing. It was like, am I gonna do this? So when I first got pregnant, it was this all, because your brain doesn't know yet, like all the beautiful emotions and like fulfillment and everything that is there now. But what I originally was like heavily burdened with was like, oh shoot, how is this going to affect my business? How am I going to be productive? How am I going to structure my days? Like, how am I going to be able to do this, and this? I don't know what this looks like. And I kind of like my life. And is it going to change? And I'm not going to like it. And am I going to be good at it? All of these questions that like just...
Girl, so, I'm there.
Yes. It has been hard, also amazing, because I love him to pieces. And there's no, in terms of like, shoot, this is not great, or I regret this, not at all. At the same time, I have to learn how to structure my life in a way that works for me still. So for me, what I have especially learned the last 6-7 weeks that I've been home, playing the stay-at-home mom role, which is hard as all get out. Listen, I love my son. I don't need 24 hours a day. Like, I actually am driving myself crazy. It's been learning how to balance, right? Like, I want to learn how to live a life where like when I have this time, I'm fully present there. And then when I have like my business time, I'm fully present there. And I'm not trying to just straddle the line and do kind of both half-ass. Like, then nobody wins. If I'm sitting there trying to answer emails during playtime, then I feel like my emails probably have, who knows what they say. And he's like, oh, thanks for this, mom. Like, you're not even paying attention. So trying to find the balance where I can be fully present in both versions of myself is how I think I'm going to feel like I'm doing it the best way for me.
I love that. And we put so much, well, I know for me, like I put so much pressure on myself to be, you know, a 10 in every area of my life. And really, you know, I think to myself, okay, how long have I been practicing even coaching, or, you know, even just being a CEO and running the businesses that we do, or investing in real estate. And it's like, it's years. And so, you know, I have these standards for myself that, oh, I just need to be nailing it as a mom. And I've only been a mom for 3 years, you know, 3 years and like 1 month, right? So it's like, I'm still finding my way as a mom. And so, you know, that's given me a little bit of peace of mind. Like, I'm still learning this new role, and it's not something that I didn't have lots of siblings or whatever. So giving myself that grace to be like, no, I'm still figuring this out and it's totally fine. And I don't have to love being with Tino, you know, 12 hours a day or even 8 hours. That's perfectly fine. We all have our gifts up in here. So with COVID and this whole experience and travel, WTF, what do you see COVID changing travel? How, like, you must have been really, really busy through this.
Yeah, busy for the reasons that you never want to be busy for in a career like this. You spend all of this time and energy like building these amazing experiences and vacations for people. And then for the last 2 months, unbuilding them basically. It's a rough time for the travel industry, 100%, like just on every level, you know? However, it's one of those things where I know like after it's all said and done, people will travel the world again. I don't think that that's in question. Will it look different for a while? Probably. It has to, you know, like our world has been like changed in a pretty drastic way for the short term. And there's going to be people who have different levels of risk where, you know, crowds or popular places or highly trafficked places, like they're just not going to be on people's radars for a bit. So I think travel will change in the immediate future to still having experiences, but just different kinds of experiences. The world will bounce back in terms of like people going and traveling and checking off their bucket list and going on amazing honeymoons and celebrating big moments in their lives, because that's what we do. Like, how can I help you now? Like, where does my skill set intersect with what you're looking for? And maybe I have to shift a bit. You know, that's how you really are a good entrepreneur. If you just stay stuck and like, no, I only book cruises, you're screwed.
Right. Yeah. A good entrepreneur is always looking for the next shift and the next pivot, no matter COVID or not. That's just what we do is we look for openings in the marketplace and we serve the marketplace and get paid. We have to, as business owners, really recognize like the risk tolerance of our clients pretty much no matter what industry. And even with coaching, normally with coaching consults, I have a really high conversion pretty much on those. Pretty much if we have a conversation, like you're gonna end up coaching with me. You know, that's just the way I roll.
Yeah.
But now I'm to the point where I don't wanna put somebody into panic. I think pressure is always good and I really love pressure. Pressure gets me going and that's how I'm wired. But some people, I think, with everything that's going on, adding one extra layer, whether it's coaching or whether it's, you know, thinking about planning their honeymoon, whereas before they had the faith and the desire to do it, now it's like it sends them into panic. Have you kind of noticed that there's this fine line there?
I think that is just like as human beings, there's so much stress. And especially it's the unknown that I think people, we all just struggle with. It's like, it's so hard to make decisions in the now when the future is so unknown. So I think that just trickles down to just all the decisions that we're coming up against, right? It's just like, normally I would just be like, bam, bam, I know what I want, go do it. Now, I don't know, what's this gonna be, blah, blah, blah. And there's just other factors at play. Like for me, it's somebody could have chosen, hey, we know where we want to honeymoon. We know how much we want to spend. We know the experience we want to have. And now maybe one of them has, you know, been laid off or furloughed or something like that. And so now it's just like, okay, well, we don't know if we'll have the time, if we'll have the money, if all of these other things that are just the unknown play into mm-hmm. our normal decision-making process. I think it's just affecting everyone kind of in that way, is where easy, seemingly easy decisions become not easy anymore.
Girl, that was amazing. And yeah, I love that. We only have strength for today. And that's so true. We really do. Like, it's just a one hour at a time thing. And just like that deep surrendering through the whole process. That's so beautiful. We really can't control the outcome. We don't know how it's going to unfold. So even putting our energy over there drains us. Us being Enneagram 3 and achiever type personalities, it's easy to get into like, well, what if I did this? And it's like, actually, that doesn't really help anything. It just clouds us even more.